Hello? 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 I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Hi, I'm Jackie Collins, and you are listening to Neil and Debbie, you lucky bitches.
Read, laugh, and repeat.
Hello!
We can't promise any of that on today's show, but let's start things off. Hello!
Bring me a higher love.
Oh. It's Kygo and Whitney on Gaydio. This is Neil and Debbie here. Welcome to the show.
Hi, hello. Hi, love.
That's the name of the song, Neil. Hi, love. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Another week. Another dollar. I don't know why I went there. Why have I gone American?
I don't know.
This is Neil and Debbie, and welcome to Saturday. It's beautiful to have your ears with us. Mm. Should we give out the deets to get in contact?
In contact, yes, of course. Yes, you can tweet us at This Is Ndebs, at Gaydio. Yeah. We are This Is Ndebs on Instagram, and our email, ndebs@gaydio.co.uk.
It's a very busy show today, Neil. Right. Should we get into the throngs of that in a moment?
Yes.
Because, you know, we're going to be very, very honest. We have been thrown out of both of our Wi-Fis because we do a rehearsal for the show from 7 a.m. till 10, don't
That's
we? We
right,
go through
yes.
everything. Full dress rehearsal. No breaks. It's quite strange. So if we do go a bit, it is blame Musk. It's nothing to do with us.
No, exactly. Here's a song. You know who that is, don't you?
It's a Saturdays.
Yes, Neil, I certainly do.
Hi, I'm Rochelle.
Hey, I'm Molly.
Hey, I'm Frankie.
Hey, I'm Vanessa.
Hey, it's Una.
And we're the Saturdays.
Oi, Neil and Debbie, switch it up!
Yeah, we will. We will switch it up, our beautiful Saturdays. We must actually Google. I'm going to write it down on my pad here. Mm. We must find out what they're up to because it's been a long, long time.
I know, yes.
Well, yes. In order of preference, Neil, who do you care who's up to the most first, so I can Google.
Well, I'll obviously go with your favourite, Vanessa.
Vanessa, I'm putting Vanessa. Vanessa, Molly, she's on Radio 1. Frankie is writing a book.
Yeah.
And I'll find out.
Okay,
by the end of the show, I will find out.
The good, the bad, and the lovely.
Get it? Got it? Good.
So, our weekly look at good, bad and lovely things that have been going on in the world. First of all, some news here this week from the Home Secretary's clampdown on police officers who dance at Pride and wear badges. Oh. Could lead to discrimination against marginalised communities. So says Paul Fotheringham of the Police Superintendents Association. Suella Braverman, the Secretary of State, ordered a review this month into police impartiality. Featherington has questioned the move, suggesting it portrays forces as political rather than inclusive. He believes if officers can't be able to be their true selves at work, then how can they expect to police their communities in the best possible way? That's what he said this week. A group of protesters led by Stonewall have this week criticised the government for its failed promise to ban the abusive practice of gay conversion therapy. Marking 2,000 days since the ban was promised, 2,000 postcards were delivered to the Prime Minister in Downing Street this week. Labour MP Nadia Whitman says the fact LGBTQ plus people are still being denied the most basic protection in the 5 years since legislation was promised is a disgrace. The fifth series of Drag Race UK will return to BBC Three and the BBC iPlayer on Thursday the 28th of September. As usual, Mama Ru will be joined by Michelle Visage, Alan Carr and Graham Norton. Guest judges include Heartstoppers Yasmin Finney, Alexandra Burke and Gentleman Jack's Saran Jones is going to be on. Yes. So it's Thursday the 28th of this month that comes back. And finally, Miriam Margolyes is joining, you'll love this, the cast of Doctor Who. She's going to play the voice of Meep in the forthcoming 60th anniversary of the series. Miriam appeared on the How to Fail podcast this week and host Elizabeth Day asked Miriam if she thinks she's happy.
Well, it varies. I'm not happy when I think about myself being old and ill and not able to do the things I want to do. But I feel unbelievably happy and proud when I think of the work I've done and the people that I know who care about me and my relationship. You know, in that way, I have succeeded. I've been a human being. Is there anything better?
Isn't she beautiful?
Do you know what? I was really riled and getting a stress rash hearing about Suella Braverman's campaign of love for the world and for the fact that we're still doing the hideous conversion therapy. But just hearing Miriam Margolyes has calmed me right down.
I know, it's great, isn't it?
Oh,
and she'll be back later on to talk about her Ice Bun Vogue cover.
Yeah. I bought that episode. Just episode. Who am I? Oh, God.
It's Ed Sheeran on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here this Saturday morning. You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs at Gaydio and email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk.
Can I just say before we get to what's on the show today, Neil?
Yes.
Because that's where we do that, this part of the show. And bad habits. When I say bad habits to you, what does any good, well-respecting LGBTQ plus person think of?
Well, I don't know.
She's got a bad habit. She's got a bad habit for beep. The wonderful Summer Heights High, which, why on earth has that not been made into a musical in the West End?
I know.
Why? At This Is Ndebs at Gaydio, email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. Busy show today, Neil.
Yes.
What on earth may Taylor Swift say this at the VMAs on Wednesday?
It's too much.
It's too much for her, Neil. It was too much. Also, have you heard the news about what is coming to Gay UK? It will make everyone get goosebumps on their goosebumps and smile and backflip with joy. It's an iconic production that is opening up in October in the West End.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Yep.
Also, we must talk about, very briefly later on, the most cringe-making moment of telly this week. Any ideas who this is?
Don't go breaking my heart.
No, because I can't hear it. Did you play a clip?
Oh.
Did you play a clip there?
I did actually play a clip. Did you not hear it?
Well, we did say the internet really doesn't like us today, so no, I've no idea who that is, love, to be very, very honest with you. None at all.
It's Mae Stevens on Gaydio, Mr. Wright. Mr. Wright, where is he, Debbie?
Neil.
Where is he?
Oh, Neil. Hey? Actually, we do need to get to that. We do need to get to some cobweb news. Which, if you haven't heard cobweb news before, when either myself or Neil have gone through periods of not going out with someone, not going steady, we've called it, you cruelly called it cobweb news when I hadn't had a girlfriend for quite a while.
Well, you were the one that brought up cobwebs, to be honest with you.
So we will go into your cobweb news a bit later. If you've got cobweb news you want to share with us, at This Is Ndebs. At Gaydio, you might end up at gaydio.co.uk. We also have got to talk about the great news for every Kylie Minogue fan in the world.
Oh, right.
Have you heard the tour news?
Go on. Tour news?
Well, the tour news. She's announced a tour. Clearly, Lisa knows about this. And also, who popped up on our TV screens in the week?
I'm just a scrubber. Scrubbing all day long.
Our favourite, Neil, Mr. Boy of George, popped up on. Who do you think you are, dear? in the week, so we must get to that. But right now, I've talked far too long.
And you've mentioned Kylie. Her tension is on the way next. Styles on Gaydio as it was. This is Neil and Debbie here. We've got Gaydio's anthems on the way a bit later on this morning.
Beautiful. And also, vis-a-vis, we did play Kylie's tension. Tut-tut. Right be there. She has announced that she's going to go on a world tour. Ka-ching, ka-ching. Well, you would, wouldn't you, if you've had Padam.
If you've had a big Padam hit, you would do, wouldn't you?
And breaking news now, she's actually made it onto the top of a postbox. Someone knitted a Kylie from Padam Padam. And you know, in Britain, you don't need number ones. You don't need, you know, Grammys, Emmys or anything. If you've been knitted and you've made it onto a top of a postbox, that's the highest accolade. Right. How British is that? So we'll talk about the tour a bit later on. But did you hear the Royal Albert Hall? You know the ITV special that Lisa and I got repetitive strain injury trying to get tickets for?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Do you know what some of them were going for? We had to give up in the end, love. Our tickets fell through. Some tickets were going up to, on the Kylie Forum, for really close to the front, over £1,000.
You're kidding me.
I'm not, Neil, and I think that's disgraceful. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that
that's
is
outrageous.
Just really, how is anyone who's a real Kylie fan who hasn't got £1,000
going
to deal with that?
And
I bet
you got chipped from Australian Lisa that she didn't get
I did get chipped. Yeah, I did get chipped. She told me to have more gin. It was the last time I did that. I bought tickets on the dark web for
How much did you spend?
Too much. I could have flown to New York and back. I'm still angry about it, actually, Neil. Well,
the place has been wrecked already. The gate's busted. They've pooed everywhere and they've broken glass. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, that's Danny talking about her sister and previous boyfriend, Oliver. At this is ndebs at KDO. Please email ndebs@kdo.co.uk. Neil, can we go to Twitter, please?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. This has come in from, I was never very good at geography, Neil, because I've asked you for some Calypso music.
Oh, well, is this any good?
Yeah, because I'm looking at a stunning photo on Twitter from that guy Kai, who sent us a photo in a beautiful sort of sunny, where is that sunny location? And Kai's just staring at the camera with great handsomeness. 26 degrees currently in Berlin.
Oh.
So this is quite the wrong music. Loving the tunes and bantering it, bants. As always, we're beautiful to have you listening, that guy Kai.
Mm.
On Twitter, we love hearing from you and we love seeing what you're up to as well, because we're very
nosy.
We
are
people.
Very nosy, aren't
nosy.
We?
Yeah. We are the sort of people, if you can walk down a street, if your curtains are open, we'll look in.
We'll have a look, won't we?
We will have. Sometimes we'll take a picture and share it with each other. That's what lockdown does to a person, actually. That started then. Beautiful, thank you. Kai, you can have this.
It's Neil and Debbie on Gaydio. An hour of Gaydio's anthems awaits. It is nearly 11, you know.
It better be good, Neil, because we're not piddling about now. We're coming into autumn and we haven't got time for you know.
I've got a very addictive freedom of choice.
Okay.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Good, that's great. And also, Neil, I've got some fabulous news of something that Elton John is bringing to Gay UK.
Oh.
From America. It is so exciting. It's not a tour. I know he said he was never going to tour again. He's really not. But it is something so exciting. You will go, right, when can we book tickets?
Right,
it's
brilliant.
Such great news after the news.
These are Gaydio's anthems. Enjoy and anthem. Before that, you heard some Camel Fat.
Don't look at me when you said fat. You looked straight at me. By the way, we've got a tweet to get to by Chris Budgercurly.
Oh, right, yes.
About keeping fit.
Oh.
So we shall be getting that and doing a weigh-in, Neil, by the end of the show. Yes, we do,
no,
Neil.
Come
yes,
on.
We do. Yes. Yes, we're going to.
My ears
but
have
right
gone
now,
down.
I have got such amazing news.
Oh.
I read this in the week and I backflipped and screamed around the house like Beaker out of the Muppets. So I'll play you this, love, because this got announced this week. This is a clip from last year.
Right.
From Chicago, America. But the same thing is coming over to Britain. Are you ready?
Go on.
First, it was a 2003 novel, then a 2006 movie, and now a big stage musical. The entire cast and crew taking a bow at the end of the show, minus Elton John, who wrote the music for the show.
So it made its sort of debut in Chicago before it went to Broadway, and it got tweaked each time it went up a production.
Right.
Guess what show is going to open as a musical in the West End? Next year. I said this year, I lied. It's next year. I know you know the answer.
Gird your loins.
All right, everyone, gird your loins.
Correct. The devil flipping
That's
Wears
so
Prada.
Good. That's very exciting.
Neil, the musical. The musical. Would you like to hear a little bit of the music?
Yes, you've got some.
Right.
Yeah.
Tiny bit, and this is from Chicago, so they were still eking things out, and you can imagine Elton John sitting in the director's chair. Cut! No! Do it again. This is one of the songs from it.
Dress your way up, wanna self actualize.
Dress your way up.
You want to start a rise.
Dress your way up.
So let's hope it's got better. But no, Neil, they've had time. They've had time. But I just want you to have a think now. You know, you and I are obsessed with awnings. So when you go into a musical, the mood needs to be set before you've gone in. But with the Devil Wears Prada, A, what you think what the awning should be, but B, who should be greeting you, because I want it to be an immersive experience. Mm. I don't just want to walk into a theatre now. I want to be set, like they do at Priscilla. There's all things that set you in the mood before you go into the musical.
Yes.
So have a think. We're going to play the song from the film. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, let's play it now.
Style no. Or a sense of fashion?
Well, I think that depends on what you're...
No. That wasn't a question.
Sorry, I thought it was just going to be the no, wasn't a question. Because Madonna bought the rights to this film. And, of course, what do you do when you buy the rights? Put your own song in it, don't you?
Madonna and Jump, she has returned to rehearsals, by the way, for her Greatest Hits tour, and the celebration is going to be her most ambitious ever, according to some people behind the scenes.
Well, there we are. That is a Gaydio exclusive. Yeah. Yeah. Exclusive. wonderful news, Neil. And, of course, he played There's Only One Chance You're Dying to Betray, a.k.a. Jump, because the wonderful news has come out this week that The Devil Wears Prada.
Everyone, gird your loins.
Is coming to Gay UK. It's going to be in the West End. I've got the dates, Neil, so you can block this out your diary now. July 2024. It's the Dominican Theatre.
Dominion.
Yeah, that's what I said. Dominion Theatre. And it's having a preview show at the Theatre Royal Plymouth.
Oh.
Plymouth?
Well, they try out of town first, don't they?
Oh, my God. So anyway, I was asking you before, right, when the awning, as you go into a West End or a musical, it's got to be. I mean, the Freddie one was just so good with the microphone, isn't it? Mm. So what would you, I think the awning's got to be the shoe, isn't it? It's got to be the shoe with the devil.
I suppose it has really, hasn't it? Yes.
But when you go into the theatre, you know how Miranda just throws. Oh, it's Lisa. Should we get her live on the phone? You are live on Gaydio, Lisa. Can you hear me?
Can you hear my dulcet tone?
Oh.
Pardon me? You're live on Gaydio. What did you say? What's wrong? Are you all right?
I won't die, but no bus is coming, and so I'm walking to Vauxhall from Waterloo.
Oh, that's fascinating. Well, I'll just play.
I'm just going to leave you to chat? I'm going to play a song. That's beautiful.
Play a song. Goodness. They would be interrupted by some breaking news, but a bus from Vauxhall.
MG, featuring Misha Paris, of course, Body Swerve on KDS Anthems.
That's what we do when we walk, Neil. It's got we will have our way in a bit later on.
Oh, no.
Yes, we are, Neil, because we're getting to... Neil, Christmas is coming in the goose.
Do you know, I think it was yesterday, or is it today, 100 days to Christmas Day?
That's original. On to Twitter. What's your favourite biscuit? Tell us now. At Gaydio. Neil. At Gaydio. I'm off to Twitter now to catch up with Twin City Timothy. Oh, I love that
that's a
name.
Great name. Yeah, yeah.
Hi, I'm Twin City Timothy. Timothy says, we go way, way back. And I love you. And Neil... But I've got to side with Deb on this one. The use of, I won't type it, your new word for Instagram. Everyone says it, only if everyone is defined as only you, giggle. But honestly, I love that I found y'all again. It's because you called Instagram Insta.
Insta, well that's...
Kill it with fire! Neil, please, can we promise now we're not going to call Twitter X and we are not going to go down the Steve Wright route of calling Instagram Insta or socials. I can't bear it. It makes me wretch.
Is that Timothy from America? Timothy La...
Well, I guess so, Neil. Twin City Timothy. Would you happen to reply back?
I think I remember Timothy from a
Neil,
long time ago.
Hang on a minute. What have you done with Timothy?
No, nothing like that. Nothing like that.
It's a music that we choose.
Weekly deep dive into the archive. Here we go once again, splish splash. This week I have selected some tracks that are around the sort of the desire of wanting things a lot, like addiction.
Oh.
Yes.
Why? Oh, I didn't know the way you looked. We were on FaceTime when we do our show. Neil, you looked at me really... Yeah, I'd like to speak to HR, actually. I didn't like that.
First one, from Serge Devant, featuring Hadley Poole. This is Addicted. There we are, Serge Devant, Addicted, choice number one.
Yes, yes, please, we can stop there.
The idea is you have half an hour to decide from the three clips, only one song in full, so no clues so far. Anyway, you haven't heard choice number two from a group we've already heard of this morning.
It's the Saturdays!
Oh, yes. Slightly addictive behaviour from the Saturdays. They just can't get enough. Choice number two.
Yeah, it's a bit tenuous, that one. If you played All Fired Up, I would have bitten your hand off, or Ego,
yeah,
or any
but
of
that's,
their original.
That hasn't got addicted in the title.
It won't be that one. It won't be that one. What's number three, please, Neil?
Avicii, Addicted to You. Avicii, Addicted to You. That is choice number three.
Okay. Super vocals on that. Yeah. Although it would have been better had the diva... Bow down, Neil! The diva, Catherine Ellis, been on the vocals to that.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It will be number one. But I won't reveal that until the end of the Anthems Hour. It's fine, I won't.
Brilliant. It's Peyton and A Higher Place. These are Gaydio's anthems. And they continue. We on the way have some Blonde very soon. I Loved You coming up.
Yeah. How did you meet the wonderful superstar Peyton?
Hmm?
How did you meet Peyton, Neil?
He came into a radio studio at Gaydar, in fact, years ago.
The first time you met him.
No, that wasn't the first time. That was the second time. First time he came in, the second time I encountered him at the gym.
Which room in the gym, Neil?
The one that was quite steamy.
Hot.
Yeah.
The sauna.
Yeah. Post-workout.
The sauna.
Yeah.
The sauna. There we are. That's all we need to know about that. On the way next, Neil, I'd just like to say that Lisa has got home, all right?
You've just
turned on Gaydio. She rang the show to tell me that there was no bus. That's the sort of level of high-octane excitement that we have on the show. And also, I've got to tell you, Neil, about poor Karina, one of my beautiful friends who owns Pixie, the feral guide dog. Something terrible happened to her this week. Ended in hospital, but it ended with a great anecdote. We will exploit that shortly.
Yep. Neil and Debbie on Gaydio this Saturday morning. You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs, at Gaydio, our email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk.
Neil, it was the VMAs on Wednesday night.
Oh, yes.
Did you watch and did you stay up to watch it?
I didn't, no.
You didn't? Well, you missed Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Getting very excited about a special guest that appeared, or guests that appeared. This is her reaction to it.
It's too much. It was... too much for her. Oh my God.
So we should get to that shortly. And Taylor Swift won every award.
Well, of course.
Best male, best female, best shoe, best eyelash. Mm-hmm. She won everything. But the VMAs, if we go back, I want to play a little quiz with you now. Play along at home. VMAs have been sort of home to some iconic performances, including Madonna's Vogue, including Madonna's Snog with Britney and Christina.
Mm.
But... what event is happening here, Neil? Oh, hang on, here she comes. Oh, God! Oh, no, here she is, that flying dress she spent millions on. Used it once, took it back with a receipt. She landed there, and she did this right now. Just fine. Which year did this happen, Neil?
Okay, you found the audio yet? Another professional moment in the show's
no,
history.
No, Neil, please.
Come on.
Which year did this happen at the VMAs?
Right.
Which particular year?
You know what this is?
Radio. Yeah, I've got it.
Carry on.
I've got it now. Right. I've got it now. All right, ready? It's terrible audio because it was off the dark web, but...
I never thought I'd be asking Cher to hold my meat purse.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what year do you think that was that
oh,
Gaga...
Oh, no, don't.
Yeah, Gaga walked onto the stage to accept her award in a fusty... She's probably still got it. It's probably got maggots. That meat dress and the meat purse along with a meat beret. She was trying to make a political statement about being a piece of meat. God. What year was that?
2019?
No.
2009. No. 2009.
Just how many years ago? You're sort of ruining
15.
The future here. It's 13 years ago.
No.
She ruins it more because you thought it was older. 13 years ago, that bit of meat walked down the stage. And you know what the most amazing thing about that performance was?
What?
She gave her purse, meat purse, to Cher.
Yeah.
And what is Cher?
Is she vegetarian, perchance?
She's a vegan.
Oh.
So, well done. Well done.
Anthony Murphy will be here later playing Gaydio's Request, of course, as always, of a Saturday afternoon. He'll end up here playing Gaydio's Anthems in the meantime.
You can ask him for any song you want, Neil. Any song at all. Mm. And if he's got it, he'll play it. If he hasn't got it, Neil, what will he do?
He'll get very offensive and shout at you.
He'll hang up. He'll hang up and send you to heart. That's what he will do. Brilliant show. It's one of my favourite ones on Gaydio, Neil. And also, I've got to say thank you so much to Helen Scott,
right,
who's in for Brett, who's on breakfast at the moment because, it's all holiday time. Helen Scott was the one who highlighted the fact that it's Gaga's 13th anniversary of the meat dress. That's where I heard it this week.
Wow.
Very good show, Helen. Enjoyed that. Enjoyed that a lot.
It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the
It's our regular weekly deep dive to the archive. Three clips I played Debbie earlier on. Serge Devant, The Saturdays and Avicii, all with an addicted, can't get enough kind of vibe to them. You've had your time there to select. Which one are you going to play in full now?
In an ideal world, Neil, I'd have the wonderful...
Slap the Butcher! Menswear.
I don't know what that was. I'd have the wonderful Chris Lilley's version of Addicted.
Oh, right, yes.
She's got a bad habit. But I can't have that for many reasons, so I'd love to opt for number one because it's the best one out of the three.
Good choice, yes. Serge We will be hearing from Miriam Margolyes talking about her Vogue Iced Bun cover still to come on the show.
Who doesn't want that, love? Yeah. Who doesn't want that? And not only that, Neil, we have to talk about a certain...
I'm just a scrubber.
Who popped up on Who Do You Think You Are?
Who dear me, dear? Random clips at midday.
Lift up lid.
Oh, my goodness.
Pull down knickers. Slap the butcher.
Should I be embarrassed? I'm not.
Gaydio. Oh, Joy Anonymous on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here this Saturday lunchtime. Before that, Troy Sivan and Rush.
Hello. Hello, Joy Anonymous. I'd love to ring them up.
I know, wouldn't that be great?
What's your call about? I'm just too joyous. Have a lovely day. I'd love to. Why don't we go to something anonymous that's happy?
Yes.
Why does it always, I want to go to Nature Anonymous or something like that.
Oh, right, yeah.
Holy moly, I've got to tell you about Villanelle, my new pet.
Oh.
I've got to tell you about my new pet, right. Villanelle.
Right.
That might have to be for next week's show.
Okay.
Because this week's show is so busy.
Neil. Can we discuss about the most embarrassing moment on TV this week?
Yes.
Cringiest
moment, because are you talking on the level of cringe? So, like, at 100, it's probably, I don't know, Mick Fleetwood and Sam Fox, maybe.
Well, I suppose, in a way, yes, yes. It's as tiniest of moments. It was. Have you been watching?
As a celebs?
Oh, actually, I've got bones to pick with you.
What?
Gold?
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Dating!
Get out!
The current series of Celebs Go Dating. Oh,
no,
it's been terrific.
So intrigued. Let's hold that thought there, because I love the guy who answers the phone. Hello, Celebrity. He could answer the phone for, hello, Joyce Anonymous. Couldn't he? Right, okay, I'm going to have a think.
Okay. Jason Derulo, The Other Side on Gaydio. This is Neil and Debbie here. And yes, so I thought this was quite a cringy moment from the week on telly. The current series of Celebs Go Dating, very well produced, I always think, this show. I'm not quite sure who everybody is in it. You've got Ryan Mark, who's the posh boy this time from Made in Chelsea. I've really warmed to him this time.
Oh,
he's very good. Vanessa Feltz has been on there as well. She's get quite a bit of press because.
We love
Vanessa Feltz. And to be fair, she's gone on a couple of dates with a couple of absolute drips.
Yeah.
I mean, the poor woman, you know, she's an intelligent lady. And But there was one date she was set up with, and I don't think she's seen this guy again. Probably not after he got her. Apparently, he's an Elton John tribute act.
Oh, no, it's a hard no.
Yeah,
it's a hard no already.
And he got her singing a bit. Here's a clip.
As a celebs?
Oh, hang on, not that one.
What?
Gold?
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Dating!
Get out!
Here is Vanessa doing a bit of Elton.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Voice is dropped.
I couldn't if I tried.
Yes, Vanessa, give it some.
If I get restless.
Oh, baby, I'm not that kind.
Come on, V, this has got Christmas number one written all over it.
Nobody knows it.
Nobody knows.
We'll leave it there, shall we?
Oh, good. Grief. Actually, Neil, I'm sorry, did he say he was an Elton John tribute band? I want my money back.
Joel Corey, drinking. Okay. You've been drinking.
Hello, Joyce Anonymous. Hello. You know, when we hear or see that word drinking, you know, it reminds us of one of our favourite radio presenters. This is Neil and Debbie. We're on Gaydio and we love being on Gaydio, and thank you for listening. A few years ago, we unearthed this clip of a BBC presenter, and she was told it was her last show.
Oh, yes.
Her last show on air, which is always a mistake. You should fire people after their show because then they just have to leave. If you do it before, they can go to the drinks cabinet, and this is what happens. This is the fabulous Paula White. Who may or may not have had a beverage on her last show.
Oh, how lovely.
A-E-I-O-U-U. Right, this is all during her show, and she asked, listeners to call in because...
You pick the music.
Yeah, and it went on. We have to play that. We might have to play
I'm always expecting the whole clip. We
do
have
you want the whole clip?
Yeah,
you can have it.
Yeah,
I've got it, love. Oh, my God, I've got it. I have got it right now. Paula White. Let's have a look. And here it is for your delectation. Here we go.
For the last time on this show, let's... Say, you pick the music. Oh, yeah.
Love her.
BBC Radio Stoke.
Be part of it.
It's always better when you are. It's a P-A-R-T-Y because I said so.
One more bit.
It is my last show. I want song suggestions. Look. Let's just throw it all out.
Yeah.
I don't get told what songs to... I do get told what songs to play. But I don't get told what songs to play. Last day of my show.
So,
if you want a song...
I can't stop it, Neil.
This is like a game.
Oh, no. I can't stop it.
I can start a song.
You start a song, love.
All right, we're going to shut up.
One treble slash from really life in...
Becky Hill, it's called Disconnect on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here with some Jax Jones on the way.
You know, you should do a workout to that song.
Oh,
and
really?
Do some weights.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not with mine, I've just had a hernia, sorry.
The beat of that, because that would really get you fit.
Okay.
Vis-a-vis the subject of getting fit, Neil, over to Twitter, I trot.
Ah.
At this is Endeavs. Radio. Please. Oh, you can Instagram now. What's the Instagram?
This is Ndebs on Instagram.
Thank you for saying Instagram. Bless you, my darling, for that, because we've banned. No! Neil! Don't make me angry! Chris Pudgett-Curley has tweeted, "Beauty, always lovely to hear from you, Chris. Hey, everybody." Chris says, "I've not been feeling great recently.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And I have been putting off joining the gym again.
I have
just bitten the bullet and joined.
Well done.
What advice do you have for me? I tend to have no balance, join the club, and I'm all or nothing, so advice is welcome right now."
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm no expert.
That's our advice for you, Chris. Don't listen to us, but we actually need to delve into this because I want to get fit again.
Right, yeah.
Neil,
yeah.
Because my bra now doesn't fit. And that's for a sign of a woman.
Oh,
if
right.
your bra is sore to put on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a bit tricky.
I have the same problem.
You do, Neil, on your 32 double Ds. Yeah. It is a tricky thing. So, Chris, we feel you. We don't feel you. Let's move on.
Yes.
Let's move on.
See a professional.
Oh, that's not very.
Neil and Debbie here on Gaydio, and Miriam Margolyes has been back on the telly this week. I think she's promoting the paperback version of her autobiography.
Have you read the autobiography?
No, I haven't yet. No, I'd like to.
Well, let's get her on the show.
Yes, yeah.
And you know that she lives down the road from Lisa in Clapham.
That's right.
And she goes to Share Tie a lot, not that, it's somewhere called Share Thai.
Oh, right.
And I suggest that you, me, and Australian Lisa go and interview her over a bowl of Thai food.
Oh, yes.
Don't you think that'd be amazing?
Well, I love a bit of Thai food. So she was on the How to Fail podcast, which I don't know if you've ever listened to it. It's superb. It's so lovely. Elizabeth Day is a fantastic interviewer.
She's a fantastic writer as well.
Yes, she is. Yeah. And, you know, it basically asks people about the times when things went wrong in their lives and what they learned from it.
No, Neil. So are you telling me the How to Fail? No, this is quite a revelation. You tell me the How to Fail podcast is about people failing.
It is,
Oh, my God.
Who'd have thought, eh? And there's a couple of bits. Well, we haven't got time for all of this, so I'm going to just use this one here. This is Miriam was asked about her Vogue magazine shoot and how it went and what happened at the photo session. And this is what she had to say when she was being interviewed for the How to Fail podcast.
Well, it took 20 people to make me look like that. I mean, when I got that email, it was sent to me via my agents, and I thought, someone's having a laugh. That can't be right. Vogue. I think it's brilliant. The entire credit should go to Tim Walker, who was the photographer. I was discombobulated, totally. I knew that it was the gay pride issue, so it was because I was an old dyke that they wanted me in the magazine. But I never thought about a cover photograph. And the one of me with my tits on cream buns, I mean, that was his idea, of course. That was Tim being naughty. He said to me, "Would you strip off?" I said, "Why?" And he said, "Well, I've got an idea for a photo." And I said, "Well, I don't want my belly in the picture because it's too horribly fat and ugly." And he said, "No, I don't want your belly either, but we can arrange it in such a way." And I did strip off, and blow me, it was a bloody good picture.
Isn't that superb? Tell me, did I just utter, it's the motto. Tiesto, Ava Max, The Motto on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here.
Oh. Yeah. This is Ndebs at Gaydio. Email Ndebs at gaydio.co.u. Flipping K. What? Oh, my God. Neil! Neil! Guess who's just followed? Guess who's just followed us?
Go on.
On Twitter. Robin. Robin, the artist Robin.
No, you love Robin.
I love Robin. She's even in my biog.
Yeah.
She's even in my biog. She's followed us.
Right. Oh, wow, that's amazing. Just happened.
It has just happened.
That's incredible.
I'm going to screen grab that and put it as like right on. I'm doing that now, but right now, Neil, we've got to cross over to my beautiful girlfriend.
Which one do you love more, Robin or
Lisa? Don't poop stir, Neil. It's clearly my beautiful girlfriend.
All right, okay. And she has filed a report. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Neil. Hello, Debbie. Hello, Alex.
Hi.
It's an amazing week because the rumour is that Kylie is going to be doing an international world tour, which I'm obviously very excited about. Yeah. And I'm still holding out hope that I'll win the tickets on the O2 Priority app to see her next week as well.
Good luck.
It's just been a week full of fabulous sunshiny things. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing you. And I hope I see you soon, Neil.
Me too, yes.
I just want to enjoy this last weekend of summer. Love you. Miss you. Bye.
Oh, bless her.
Was that it?
She made a bit of a hurry, wasn't she? Where was she going?
Actually, yes, I want to know. Maybe she's on the...
But she's off to see Robin.
But, yeah, I'm going to change my answer. Robin gets my vote now.
Neil and Debbie here on Gaydio this Saturday afternoon. A reminder, you can tweet the show at thisisndebs at Gaydio, and we are on Instagram at thisisndebs.
You know, earlier I told you the breaking news that A Devil Wears Prada is coming to London.
Right,
it's next July. Mm. If you go to secretlondon.com, you can sign up for early available tickets.
Lovely.
And I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it. You know, we were talking about when you go into a musical and you want, you know, the awning just sets everything off.
Mm.
When we go into A Devil Wears Prada, I want the cloakroom to replicate the film. So when you go in, you throw your bag and you throw your coat there. And so, you know, an actress plays the part and they just take it. And then an usher comes in and takes you to your seat and they say something like,
by all means, move at a glacial pace. You know, how that thrills me.
Well, I want the whole experience. Yeah. And I thought, well, for this week, why don't we celebrate A Devil Wears Prada in Poo, which is positive, optimistic outlook. And, well, this is one of the best scenes from the film where Miranda wants a certain book. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I need the new Harry Potter book for the twins.
Okay, I'll go down to Barnes & Noble right now.
Did you fall down and smack your little head on the pavement?
Not that I can recall.
We have all the published Harry Potter books. Twins want to know what happens next.
You want the unpublished manuscript?
Well, we know everyone in publishing. It shouldn't be a problem, should it? And you can do anything, right? My girls are leaving on the train for the grandmother's at 4, so the book better be here. No later than 3.
Of course.
I'd like my Starbucks waiting. Oh, and if you don't have that Harry Potter book by then, don't even bother coming back.
Oh, that is too good, isn't it?
That is really superb.
Do you know what? I'm going to vote now for the West End musical. I'd like to see Elton John play Miranda Priestley. I'd like it. You know what I mean.
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio. We will be back next week from 10 with our regular show. The podcast is available whenever you are. Mixcloud.com / the one's going home. Mixcloud.com/ this is Ndebs. Thank you.
Thank God a professional's on the way next. Mr. Anthony Murphy. Woo! Where you pick the muse. And it's always good. It's always good. Have a beautiful week. Take care of yourselves and enjoy your life.
I'm sorry, do you have some prior commitment? Some hideous skirt convention you have to go to?
Extra, extra! Tweet all about it!
Oh my God.
All right, everyone, gird your loins!
Neil, what? This is the podcast Extra Bits. Obviously, it's Neil and Debbie here. Can we just say thank God for beautiful producer Alex?
Oh, he saved the day. Behind the scenes.
If honestly, we were, you know, the analogy of a swan. So, you know, if we're graceful above water, love.
Yeah.
We're really not, are we?
No.
What could we say? Two fat ducks on a river squabbling over one bit of bread. That was us on today's show. But underneath, dear Alex was really going for it because all our technical things went Pete Tong, didn't they?
They did completely, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, anyway. Love, I didn't get to tell you about Karina's disastrous week.
No.
I'm going to save that for the show next week.
Okay.
But I want you to think, have a little think of something untactful that your family or a very good friend may have said to you or someone that you know that you know, you're at a party or you're just in the car and they out plops this word and you go...
Oh, no.
Oh, you didn't just say that.
Right.
Yes, I did. Yes, totally meant it as well.
About somebody's appearance or something, maybe. That
could
sort
be
of thing.
Anything, love. Yeah. It could be anything. Just something you go, did you really mean to say that?
And then afterwards, the second they're out of the room, you go, I can't believe he said that.
Is that something?
You know what I mean?
Is it Karina said
this
about
someone? Oh, love, her family make Cruella de Vil look like Mother Teresa. Oh, gosh. But we'll delve into that next week. And also, I didn't get to tell you about Taylor Swift. You might see it on the news, so I'll just mention it quickly.
Right, yes.
So Taylor Swift won all the VMAs.
Right.
I love the VMAs, but it was dull this year. There's nothing major happening.
A lot of award ceremonies now are, aren't
Stop
they?
It. Stop yeah. being so dull. I loved, you know, Madonna snogging everyone. I loved, you know, Gaga's meat dress.
Mm.
And this is exactly what Helen Scott and Gadia was talking about. We want the stuff again.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't want this, polished vanilla crap.
Beige.
We don't want it. No. Put it in the bin. I want scandal. So anyway, vis-a-vis the VMAs, this is the most exciting thing that happened. Taylor Swift is so famous, she has her own camera operator on her for the whole of the awards.
Right.
So she's sat in the audience now, and there's someone who's got a camera only on her for the whole show to get her reaction on things.
Right.
Isn't that tragic? So she, you can't really avoid, you know, can't enjoy yourself because you know the camera's on you all the time.
It's awful.
So she's picking her nose. They're like, oh, scandal.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
she eye rolls
yes,
someone.
Yes, at the wrong moment. Yeah.
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 They've got it. But I thought, oh, God, give her a break, will you? Anyway, she said this during the awards.
It's too much.
Do you know what was too much for her?
No, do tell.
Well, they bought out the highlight of the... I can see you falling asleep.
Yeah.
The highlight of the VMAs, so was I, was they bought out NSYNC for a reunion, and let's just rename them NSYNC because some of them have not weathered too well.
They not.
Justin obviously has. Yeah. But I was like, is that bloke at the back that packs shopping food? Looks like the guy who packs shopping at Asda. It looked like, do you know what I mean, love? It's not like, oh gosh, he used to be in a boy band and looks amazing.
Yeah, well, clue is he's no longer a boy, is he?
No. And this is what Taylor, obviously they're royalty, and this is what she said.
I had your dolls, your pop personified, so to receive this from your golden pop hands is really... It's too much.
It's too much now. Huh. And now I feel bad because I made an assumption about... I made a terrible assumption. There's nothing wrong with looking however you want to look, Neil. Look at us, people in glass houses. Really, really shouldn't.
Don't throw scales.
Don't throw scales. No. They shouldn't do that.
No.
And I see you're itching to go, Neil.
To be honest with you, it's been such an assault course knackered. Of a show. Yeah.
Do you know, I love that. We have been underneath that rope thing, that lattice rope.
Yeah.
For the, like, SAS, haven't
That's
we?
That's right, yeah. We're now trying to climb up the wall to get over it, and we can't, and we can't get our leg over, can we?
No, we're just falling down. We're just falling down. we're going then, are we?
I don't know what happened there.
Neil, you know what else we didn't do?
What?
I'm just a scrubber.
Oh, well. At least there's some... What's the word?
Oh, we'll just go. Let's just go. Come on.
Neil and Debbie.
Oh my God, even my laptop won't play the... I wanted to play You've Got Beautiful Balls, but it won't let me play it. Oh, sod this.
You've got beautiful balls.